Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's been a part of my day. Always a pleasure to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jim Ballard's here. Jim is a 21-year member of our Brain Trust. He's one of the top thinkers in my world. He's one of my heroes. He's a consulting partner with the Ken Blanchard Companies. He's the author of 259 books, I think, sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy, including What's the Rush, including Little Wave, Old Swell, Mind Like Water, that's still one of my favorites, and there's no telling how many people have written books with his help, and that's the kind of person he is. Jim Ballard, welcome back to the show.
I am so happy to be here and honored, Jim, as always.
Well, it's an honor to have you on the show. As I say, you're my hero. Hey, Jim, one of the things that I've talked about the concept of intuition on the show before. I don't think you and I've talked about it. We've talked about serendipity, but we haven't talked about intuition before. And one of the things I like to say to the ladies is, ladies, you don't own the franchise on intuition. Men have it too. We just do it different, don't we?
No, it's built into all of us as a possibility. We just need to recognize it and train it.
So you're saying everybody has the capacity to be intuitive.
Exactly. You know, when we go to the Eastern sages, who are the experts on this, have been for thousands of years, they say that intuition is the bridge between the soul and the intellect. Mm-hmm. Well, over here in the West, we've depended on the intellect. You know, managers and leaders have been trained to use the senses to gather data and draw inferences from them. But, you know, in this day and age, that doesn't serve us so much anymore. And intuition is being recognized as necessary for leaders, for executives, for managers.
Well, one of the reasons why I think that what you're saying, I fear that what you're saying is right, is because one of the things that's harder to do with intuition is to measure it. And we're in the marketplace, people don't like things that can't be measured. And intuition
right.
is a little squishier, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we think of intuition as chancy, as happening unexpectedly, as hunches and serendipity. But these Eastern sages say that there's two ways of knowing, reason and intuition. And that intuition is by far the most powerful and reliable. They say that intuition is always right. And if this is true, then we need to do two things. Change our opinion, which you just talked about, of intuition, to start to value it and believe in its power, mm-hmm. and to find a way to train it. And they know the way. I think you'd agree, Jim, there's never been a better time to discover this hidden power.
That's right.
Because COVID-19 has brought a shutdown to our rush-around pace. We've lost our old answers. We can't any longer rely on our old ways of thinking. We're sort of thrown from the accustomed and the commonplace. And it's uncomfortable, but it's good in a way because the mind is more vulnerable and open to new possibilities.
Mm-hmm. We all have the ability to be intuitive. Some of us maybe are a little more sensitive to it than others, maybe quicker to being sensitive to it than others. But in order to grow your ability to be intuitive, you have to be comfortable with it, don't you? Don't you have to say, okay, I'm willing to accept it. I want to be an intuitive person. What do you think?
I think so, and I think that we can also, along with that, decide to live with that discomfort because it's built into us.
Yeah.
It's cultural. So if we've got it built into us, then we sort of have to go upstream. Now, one teacher that came to this country and stayed for decades is Paramahansa Yogananda. We've talked about him before.
He's one of your
to bring this
advisors.
Science to the West,
mm-hmm.
and he wrote volumes about it. So I'd like to quote Yogananda on the subject.
Okay.
One thing he said was, intuition is soul guidance appearing naturally in man during those instances when his mind is calm. The goal of yoga science is to calm the mind, that without distortion it may hear the infallible counsel of the inner voice. So he's talking about something that we can do, we can work at, the first thing we have to work at, which is how do we find that calmness, that stillness? So we go to another quote of Yogananda. The cultivation of intuitive calmness requires unfoldment of the inner life. When developed sufficiently, intuition brings immediate comprehension of truth. Remember, greater than a million reasonings of the mind is to sit and meditate until you feel calmness within. God does help those who help themselves. So he's talking about meditation.
I'd like to say, Jim, to small business CEOs out there, what I took from what Jim just said is find a place where you can be quiet, where things around you, where it's quiet around you, and don't throw away the data, don't throw away the evidence that you have in front of you, don't throw away what you need to do, but ask yourself what you really think about all of that. Don't just react to the numbers. Don't just react to the evidence in front of you, but ask yourself what you think about all that. What do you think instead of just reacting? What are you responding? What do you think?
That's beautiful, Jim. And you know what we have sitting right within ourselves, if we can wake up to it, is an infallible way of finding solutions.
Hold on to that thought. I'm gonna let you wrap up our segment with that thought. An infallible way to find solutions, folks. That's what intuition will do for you. And we're going to talk about this some more with our good friend Jim Ballard right after the break. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.